Well, beloved family, the Lord is answering some of the cries of your heart. Today is September the 6th, 2015. The Lord began his message, "How tender and solicitous is my care for each and every one of you. How I labor morning, noon, and night to prepare the day's lesson and all the connections you must make to bring you to your next appointed times. When you awake, I hope and pray you will follow me throughout your day and stop at all the points of grace along the way. Those points of grace are places of refreshing in my presence, with friends, solitary, or with a song along the way that reaches out to touch you, with those you touch and minister to. And these moments prepare you for the next leg of your journey. I wish for you to be cognizant, my brides, of these watering places. Don't be so taken up with accomplishing your to-do list that you pass them by without drinking the healing in. Fill your cup to the brim, drink, rest, and move on. I know how jarred and troubled you are by the busy work of the world, and how your heart longs for respite from the tumult of the nations. Even as I visited the woman at the well, so shall I visit you with my healing grace, giving to you the living waters. It could be a swift glance at your Bible, a rhema, a fresh manna from my word. Stop to ponder it. Let its nourishment soak into your being. Let the story be a meditation upon your mind. Soon enough you will discover why I gave you that story, that verse, that particular drink from my living word. Always ask for the enlightenment of my Holy Spirit, that you might discern the still small voice that reads between the lines and speaks directly to your day, your life, and your encounters. Hold those things tucked away in your heart. Mark them in your Bibles and come back to them for times of refreshing. Oh, I very much love it when you seek my word to you through Ramos. It gives me the opportunity to break you out of the box and shine a new light upon your ways. Do not flit around like a busy bee looking for more drinks of nectar. Rather, wrap yourself around what I give you and rest in that. Nervousness does not beget holiness. Seeking, seeking, seeking in a busy way the answers to all your problems does not accomplish the security you long for. Rather, taking each treasured word one at a time and pondering it will unlock its sweet fragrance and reveal the treasure within. The world is in such a hurry and has mentored you, teaching you to be in a hurry too. To keep up with its pace, you must rush here and rush there. But as you begin to value my company more than the world's, you will withdraw more and more from the tumult of the nations and the pagans seeking what they shall eat, what they shall wear, and all the superficial things which now seem so important, but soon will pale when confronted with their eternity. Do you know that I go through a very special process to prepare the day's lessons for you? Has it ever occurred to you that everything in your day has been planned or allowed by me? Well, rest assured, it has. Nothing happens in your life without my foreknowledge. That is why I take the time to warn you so that you might avoid the day's pitfalls. But my voice is not like the din of the world. No, my voice is very elusive, wispy, tender, yet compelling to those who know me well. Yes, the more I am set on protecting you, the sweeter the aroma of my presence. and the sound of my voice. This gentle breeze brings life, the life that fills your sails and sets you on the right course. Oh, how beautiful are my ways, my brides. Retune your ears, your hearts, your mind. Tune them into my tender heavenly channel. In this way you will avoid so many sorrows and find so much quiet satisfaction and joy. Not only that, you will be closer to your destiny. Yes, let's talk about destiny. For a bride betrothed to her beloved, her whole destiny is in fulfilling the purposes of her spouse to be. Many of you have asked me what to do with your lives. Well, in this hour, I will tell you. First, if you have children and a spouse, your responsibility is to provide a safe and holy environment for them to grow up into. If your children are in public school, they are being seriously contaminated and compromised every moment of every day. There are two ways to handle this. One is to homeschool or put them in a proper school. The other is to be such good friends with them that they can confide anything to you, and together you can work out the right solutions and navigate through all the temptations they're going to be beset with. But still, the exposure is compromising unless you spend a great deal of quality time with your child can help him or her sort out the truth from lies. Peer pressure can become a controlling animal very quickly, something you cannot compete with unless your child has the utmost integrity. I know this will go against many of you who have well-established lives within the school systems, but I must be truthful with you. You are putting your child at risk. Oh, Lord. Yes, yes, I know this is hard, but it must be said. I am God, not a puppet to public opinion. I'm sorry. I know you're expecting resistance, and that's inevitable. I must be honest with my brides about their children so they can be strengthened for the battle, as the world does all it can to steal them out of a holy environment. There will come a time when your children will make a decision and you can't influence them anymore. If they choose rebellion, that is why it's so important to have a loving, supportive, and vibrant relationship, explaining to them ahead of time what the dangers are. Yes, there is a time to let go. Even the Amish recognize free will and will not transgress a child's will to go into the world. I'm not suggesting you raise them like the Amish. Just do your best to instill Christian values that will stand and are extremely relevant, establishing right from wrong and the consequences so they can see ahead what they're getting themselves into. Now, many of you have asked what you can do. And as I said earlier, a bride's priorities are for her husband's mission. She wraps her life around his, creating an environment with goals appropriate to his aspirations. Pure religion is this, to look after the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. It's James 1:27. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, instruct the ignorant, comfort the grieving, visit the sick, and those behind bars. Pray for others and show mercy and forgiveness, uncommon mercy and forgiveness. For whatever you do to these, you are indeed doing to me. Relieve the sufferings in this world. It's my kindness that leads to repentance. It's Romans 2:4. You can beat a soul with hellfire and damnation, but I will never acquire his heart this way, and his life will be a constant struggle to stay out of trouble instead of constant growth and holiness. That comes only from loving me and a knowledge of my love for them. So you are truly ambassadors of love. The true and lasting change comes from a knowledge that they are loved. That is why I have put so much stress on corporal works of mercy. There are opportunities every day that present themselves. Perhaps not the corporal works, but certainly the spiritual works, such as prayer, a kind word, an encouraging scripture. Ask me to use you every day. This is so easy to forget. The enemy will steal this thought from you if you do not pray it deliberately every day. Lord, use me today. Pray it several times a day. In this way I will unfold to you your purpose and what I've called you to do. You will begin to see puzzle pieces coming together as I arrange those lessons for you. You will begin to feel a sweetness and a leaning towards those things you have done throughout the day. And through these feelings, I will be able to point you in the right direction, little by little by little. Yes, little things do mean a lot. Many who have been faithful with their children on earth will be queens and kings in heaven, administering my kingdom. What they did on earth seemed small, invisible, insignificant. But I watched their hearts, and I saw genuine love and service. These are the souls who have proven their faithfulness in the little things. They are the ones I will invite to administer the greater things in my kingdom. Yet those who strive to do the big showy things will be much lesser in my kingdom if their hearts were not perfect towards me. Those whom many applaud will be forgotten in the outer reaches of heaven because they sought themselves rather than me. They passed by the little opportunities to show their love for me in order to pursue the high-profile ministries. So many of you are asking me what to do. I pass it back to you now, and I ask you to use your imagination. Watch for the opportunities you would normally pass by, and consider the comfort you can bring to just one soul. After a time, you will have been proven in that area. I will invite you up higher to greater responsibility, and your joy and sense of fulfillment will grow in proportion to you forsaking yourself. Some of you will not be able to pass beyond the boundaries of your family. Your responsibilities are so heavy. Me first, then your husband, then your children. But keep your life balanced. Do not neglect your husband because you're busy being holy and doing holy things. No, see to it that your spouse has what he or she needs to be whole and equipped, healed, and comforted. See to your children that the world does not rip them out of your arms. Then see to the less fortunate around you. Why don't you share with them, Claire, some of the things I've had you do? Well, Ezekiel and I had a food bank mission, and he was collecting food from the grocery stores. This was something he had started, and I really admired this and wanted to be a part of it, so I backed him up in it. And we had a food bank mission. He was collecting food from the grocery stores and passing it out to homeless families living in the parks and to single homeless people on the streets. And I remember one Christmas season we collected blankets, gloves, hats, socks, and put them in paper bags with ribbon and glitter and passed them out to the homeless. When we had money, we bought turkeys on Thanksgiving and put together boxes of food. When it was the coldest in Phoenix, we got McDonald's to give us 200 breakfast burgers, coffee, and donuts to pass out to those who were sleeping on the streets Christmas Day. We took our children to nursing homes to visit the elderly and pray with them. We adopted a child in Africa. You can even send $15 to Africa and they'll give a family 2 rabbits and teach them how to feed and breed them. Or a goat or a cow, depending on how much you want to spend. That's a wonderful mission. There is so much to do out there, just so much, and we haven't even touched the surface. The Lord continued, "Well, that should give you ideas, ways you can begin to think of alleviating the plight of others. My brides, make my life your life, my agenda your agenda. What could be a better way to provide for our wedding day than to demonstrate your selfless love for me and all that is dear to me? My spirit is with you. He will instruct you. This is the way. Walk in it. As scripture has it, your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left." That's Isaiah 30:21. "My blessing is with you to go forward now and bring forth fruit for the kingdom. Soon enough we will meet and rejoice over the many kindnesses that will be written in your book of life in heaven.